Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of cryptocurrency news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
97% of institutional investors would invest in uranium if access were simplified. Insights from Uranium.io's report explain the trend and how to get in. Institutional investors are showing a strong interest in uranium, with 97% willing to invest if access is simplified. Uranium.io is changing the game by allowing everyday investors to buy, own, and trade physical uranium through tokenization. This enables participation with as little as $5, making uranium accessible to all. The stable powdered form of uranium concentrate, known as yellowcake, is used for nuclear fuel production to power AI infrastructure and meet net zero goals. With growing demand from big tech companies and emerging markets, the gap between supply and demand is widening. Tokenizing uranium breaks down market barriers and offers a modern, investable asset. Interested in learning more? Access uranium.io's free report, Fuel the Future.
Investor news breaks. Sharps Technology, Inc., NASDAQ STSS, encloses $400 million private placement, launches Solana Treasury Strategy. Sharps Technology, Inc., SSW, recently closed a $400 million private placement with potential proceeds of up to $1 billion upon full warrant exercise. The company plans to use the funds to acquire SOL, the native token of the Solana blockchain, under a new digital asset treasury strategy. This strategy is supported by a non-binding LOI with the Solana Foundation for a potential $50 million discounted purchase. Sharps Technology, backed by global financial institutions and digital asset investors, will provide regular updates on SOL holdings while maintaining its medical device distribution operations. For more information, visit www.sharpstechnology.com.
Banks feel stablecoins could pose an existential threat to them. The introduction of the Genius Act, which officially regulates stablecoins, has stirred new friction between banks and the cryptocurrency sector. Traditional financial institutions are sounding alarms that the law could encourage massive movement of funds out of banks and into digital assets, potentially shifting trillions of dollars. The crypto industry, including leading players like Riot Platforms Inc., will be hoping that banks don't prevail on policymakers to make regulatory changes that roll back the gains that recently.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.